The Illusion of the Right to Peaceful Assembly in America by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. The United States prides itself over its constitutional right for its citizens to peaceful assemble and protest. Yet all throughout American history, when citizens have exercised their so-called right to peacefully assemble and protest over a cause, the United States government has unleashed its infamous agents of repression to harass, infiltrate, disrupt, arrest, silence, and criminalize its citizens. In the 19th and 20th centuries, the United States government's police forces attempted to repress the workers' rights movements, peaceful protests, and workers' strikes. These workers' rights activists were subject to mass beatings, disruption, and arrest by the police. The civil rights movement of the 1960s brought about the mass beatings, harassment, disruption, arrest, and murder of black and white civil rights activists by the police forces for exercising their right to peacefully assemble and protest against American apartheid. In the 1970s, the American Indian movement's peaceful protests were attacked by United States police forces in Washington, D.C., and in the village of Wounded Knee. Activists of the anti-war movement of the 2000s saw its peaceful protests infiltrated and sabotaged by undercover police agents, cordoned off for mass arrests, and assaulted with high-tech riot control weaponry. In 2012, the Occupy Wall Street movement's peaceful occupation protests in over 120 American citizens were crushed by United States police forces, nationwide propaganda, assaults, disruption, and mass arrests. The 2014 nationwide protests in Ferguson, Missouri, over the cop killing of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown was put down by a military response to his peaceful protest, and the peaceful protests currently occurring in over 150 United States cities over the cop killing of unarmed black male Eric Garner in New York are suffering the same fate as the peaceful protesters a century before them have suffered by police forces in America. The civil right to peacefully assemble and protest in America is an illusion that most American citizens have deceived themselves into believing, despite the U.S. history to the contrary. In truth and reality, America is a nation of contradictions and hypocrisy, and its citizens only have the right to peaceful assemble to protest on condition they first get government's permission to protest, that their protests are held out of public view and in isolated areas, that their protests aren't too large, too vocal, and too organized, and that their protests remain peaceful in the face of police aggression and assault against it. I am Kerry Shakabuna Marshall, co-founder and editor of the movement Human Rights Magazine, prison radio correspondent, and child life of prisoner confined at SCI Rockview. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.